early identification of mental health concerns in children. Why? Early mental health care matters. Every parent wants their child to grow up happy, confident, and emotionally healthy. While we often focus on physical growth, vaccinations, and school performance, a child's mental and emotional health is just as important. Mental health concerns in children are more common than many people realize, and they can appear at much younger ages than expected. Early identification of mental health concerns means recognizing emotional, behavioral, or developmental difficulties at an early stage, before they become more severe or long-lasting. When concerns are identified early, children can receive timely support, helping them build healthy coping skills and reach their full potential. Mental health issues are not a sign of poor parenting or a problem child. They are health conditions, just like asthma or diabetes, and they respond best to early care and understanding. Recognizing early signs and seeking timely support can make a lasting difference in a child's life. Why early identification is so important? The brain is more adaptable in early years. A child's brain has high plasticity, meaning it can adapt and change more easily. Early intervention can reshape emotional and behavioral patterns before they become deeply ingrained. Prevents long-term difficulties. Untreated mental health concerns can affect academic performance, social relationships, self-esteem, family functioning, adult mental health. Early support can prevent small issues from becoming lifelong struggles, improves school and social success. Children who receive early help often cope better with stress, show improved attention and learning, develop healthier friendships, communicate emotions more effectively. Common mental health concerns in children. Mental health concerns do not always appear as dramatic symptoms. Some develop slowly and quietly. Emotional concerns, excessive fears or worries, persistent sadness or low mood, frequent crying without clear reason, extreme sensitivity to criticism, low confidence or negative self-talk, behavioral concerns, frequent temper tantrums beyond expected age, aggression toward others, difficulty following rules, impulsivity or hyperactivity, oppositional or defiant behavior, developmental and learning concerns, delayed speech or language development, difficulty understanding instructions, problems with attention and concentration, poor academic performance despite effort, social difficulties, difficulty making or keeping friends, preference for isolation, trouble understanding social cues, inappropriate social behavior for age early. Warning signs. Parents should watch for every child has bad days, mood swings, or phases. What matters is pattern, intensity, and duration. Emotional warning signs, persistent sadness lasting more than 2 weeks, excessive anxiety about everyday activities, frequent fears that seem unrealistic for age, extreme reactions to small disappointments. Behavioral warning signs, sudden changes in behavior or personality, aggressive outbursts or destructive behavior, difficulty controlling impulses, regression, bedwetting, thumb sucking, baby talk. Physical signs linked to emotional stress, frequent headaches or stomach aches without medical cause, sleep problems, difficulty falling or staying asleep, changes in appetite or eating habits, fatigue or low energy, school-related signs, decline in academic performance, refusal to attend school, difficulty concentrating, complaints from teachers about behavior or attention. Early identification of specific child, psychiatric and developmental disorders. The following sections focus on common childhood psychiatric and developmental conditions. Explaining early warning signs. Early identification does not mean labeling a child. It means understanding their needs early. Early identification of autism spectrum disorder. Autism is a developmental condition that mainly affects social communication, interaction, and behavior. Signs often appear in the first few years of life. Early signs: parents may notice limited eye contact or facial expressions, poor response to name being called, delayed speech or no speech, repetitive behaviors, hand-flapping, rocking, lining-up toys, limited pretend play, preference for being alone, strong resistance to changes in routine, unusual sensitivity to sounds, smells, textures, or lights. Early identification allows for early behavioral, speech, and occupational interventions, which significantly improve communication and daily functioning. Early identification of intellectual disability. Intellectual disability involves limitations in intellectual functioning and adaptive skills, such as learning, reasoning, communication, and daily living. Early warning signs, delayed milestones, sitting, walking, talking, difficulty understanding simple instructions, slow learning compared to peers, difficulty with problem solving, challenges with self-care skills, dressing, feeding, toileting, poor academic progress. Despite support, early assessment helps identify strengths and tailor educational and therapeutic support to the child's abilities. Early identification of learning disorders. Learning disorders affect a child's ability to read, write, spell, or perform mathematical calculations, despite normal intelligence. Common early signs: difficulty recognizing letters or sounds, slow reading or poor reading comprehension, frequent spelling mistakes, difficulty copying from the board, poor handwriting, struggles with basic math concepts. Avoidance of schoolwork. Early identification prevents academic frustration, low self-esteem, and school avoidance, and allows targeted learning support. Early identification of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. ADHD affects a child's ability to pay attention, control impulses, and regulate activity level. Early signs: excessive activity compared to peers, difficulty sitting still, short attention span, easily distracted, impulsive behavior, difficulty following instructions, forgetfulness, poor organization. ADHD is not due to laziness or poor discipline. Early identification helps with behavioral strategies, parent guidance, school accommodations, and when needed, medical treatment. Early identification of language disorder. Language disorder affects a child's ability to understand or express language. This happens occur even though hearing and intelligence are normal. Early warning signs: delayed speech development, limited vocabulary for age, difficulty forming sentences, trouble understanding instructions, poor storytelling ability, difficulty expressing thoughts clearly, academic struggles related to language. Early speech and language therapy can significantly improve communication and learning outcomes. Early identification of emotional and anxiety disorders. Children may experience anxiety or mood-related difficulties that are often mistaken for shyness or phase-related behavior. Early signs: excessive fears or worries, separation anxiety beyond expected age, avoidance of school or social situations, physical complaints linked to stress, low mood or irritability, negative self-talk. Early support helps children develop healthy coping skills and prevents anxiety or depression from becoming chronic. Early identification of behavioral disorders. Some children show persistent behavioral difficulties that interfere with daily functioning. Early warning signs: frequent defiance, aggression toward others, poor anger control, difficulty following rules, lack of empathy, repeated conflicts at home or school. Early behavioral interventions focus on positive behavior strategies, parent training, and emotional regulation. The role of parents in early identification. Parents are often the first to notice subtle changes. Trusting your instincts is important. If something feels not quite right, it is worth exploring. Parents can help by observing behavior across settings, home, malls, social situations, etc., avoiding labels like lazy, naughty, or dramatic, seeking professional advice early rather than waiting. Remember, seeking help is a strength, not a failure. The role of teachers and schools. Teachers spend many hours with children and can notice changes that parents may not see at home. Concerns raised by teachers about attention, learning, or behavior should be taken seriously. A good collaboration between parents, teachers, and mental health professionals leads to early referrals, better understanding of the child's needs, consistent support across environments. What happens during a mental health assessment? A child mental health assessment may include detailed history from parents, observation of the child, a developmental and behavioral screening, psychological testing as needed, input from teachers or school reports, evaluation by a psychiatrist, diagnosis, if any, as per international diagnostic criteria, creation of a management plan. The goal is to understand the child's strengths, challenges, and emotional needs. What early intervention involves? Early intervention may involve detailed assessment for diagnosis, parent guidance and counseling, child-focused therapy, behavioral strategies, speech or occupational therapy if required, school-based recommendations, psychiatric evaluation when required. These interventions are gentle, supportive, and developmentally appropriate. A small step today, a healthier tomorrow. Early identification of mental health and developmental concerns can make a lifelong difference. With timely support, children can thrive emotionally, socially, and academically. Mental health care is not about changing who a child is, it is about helping them achieve as per their potential. Further reading. Neurodevelopmental disorders, common myths, HTTPS or Shaw's mental health with Alsor, COMSA neurodevelopmental disorders, common myths, language disorders in children, TTPS COA mental health with Alsor, COMSA language disorder in children, occupation therapy for autism spectrum disorder, HTTPS COMA AL mental health with Alsor. COM occupational therapy for autism spectrum disorder, ASD, excessive screen time, consequences, HTTPS mental health with Alsor, COMANDER, excessive screen time, consequences, spotting autism spectrum disorder early, what to look for, HTTPS class mental health with Alsor, COMDA, spotting autism spectrum disorder, ASD early, what to look for, learning disability made easy, HTTPS, a mental health with Alsor. COM learning disability made easy, symptoms of ADHD in children. HTTPS, fast mental health with Alsor. COM symptoms of ADHD in children, excessive screen time, causes HTTPS, mental health with Alsor. COM excessive screen time causes